Disregarding his own instructions, Aoife loosed Grobate's paw and floundered as fast as he could to the bank. Grabbing the rock ledge, he hauled himself out with panicked energy. His actions caused chaos among the other three. They let go of each other. It was every beast for himself. The water began threshing with big, ugly, mottled brown fish as a shoal of berbers attacked from their base in the reed beds. Lying flat on the bank, Aoife had extended his spear pole to Grobate. Shrieking aloud, the rat grabbed the spear, hauling himself along on it.
One of them's got me!
As he clambered up the bank, Aoife had took a rock and pounded on the broad, frightening head of a big berbers, which had its teeth sunk into Grobate's backside. The stoat Ribro, who had been last on the chain of linked paws, pushed away from the reeds and swam awkwardly but fast back to the other bank, pursued by two berbers, their rounded back fins cutting the water behind him. Valak Bobeast dispatched one expertly with a well-aimed arrow. Rawback and Dagrab ran into the shallows, beating off the other with sticks as Ribro stumbled ashore, his eyes wide with fear. Rabad was the unlucky one. He screamed in agony as several of the huge fish attacked him. Turning, he tried to emulate Ribro by swimming back to the far bank, only to meet the one who had been driven away by Rawback and Dagrab's sticks. Grooven stood horrified as he watched the fox being pulled down by the Berbert shoal, monstrous heads with two short spikes protruding from their nostrils and a long one trailing from the chin, reared open-mouthed out of the water to rip at the helpless fox. He screeched shrilly as the water reddened around him. More berbers and two large pike came skimming to the fray, attracted by the blood swirling in the stream. Rabad went under, the water stifling his last cries. The bedraggled vermin stood stunned, staring at the eddying, bloodied waters where he had disappeared. Valak was the first to move. Wading in, he reached out with his bow, trapping the arrow that was sticking out of the berbers he had shot. He pulled it in to shore, inspecting the long, heavy body with its sharp dorsal fin and fan-shaped tail, and called across to Aoife.
Bad fortune on Rabad. Dinner for us. I see you've got a fish too.
Aye, but it nearly ate Grobate's behind,
the weasel answered, pointing to his companion.
We'll stop here tonight and start tracking again at dawn.
Grooven gazed hungrily at the bear but grilling over a fire, spitted on a green willow branch, watching Valak prod it with an arrow to see if it was ready.
What sort of fish do you call that ugly monster?
Ribro had seen them before.
Berbert.
Grooven nodded, drawing close to the fire.
Berbert, eh? It should make good eating.
Valak continued prodding the fish as it spluttered over the fire.
Well, I'm the only one who'll find that out, because I killed it. Go and catch your own fish if you want one. This one's mine.